Welcome back to season two of Wrestling Outside the Ring with Danny, Lena, and Avery. It's been a while, so how are you two doing?
Spectacular.
Awesome.
Good.
It seems like yesterday that we were here doing season one.
It did.
I can't believe it's season two already.
Yeah, those 24 episodes went by super quick for season one, and then, we're off for about 2 months, and back at it, and it was a long 2 months, to be honest with you. I've been watching a lot of clips, I've been watching videos, I've been writing down ideas, and coincidentally, WrestleMania this week.
Oh.
April 6th.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Well,
it's always my favorite time of year. I love it for a couple reasons. Because it's obviously WrestleMania, and it's two nights now. They always have Saturday and Sunday now, and it's like spring. So summer's on the way. So it's all good things are happening.
It's spring in Canada. It could be snowing, sunny, rainy. Who knows? All in the same day.
That's right.
So what night's the better night, Saturday or Sunday?
Well, they started doing that during COVID, the two nights. So to break it up, man, those were strange WrestleManias during COVID. I believe it was just the one where they did it in their warehouse there in Florida, where there was no audience. And they did it two nights. It was super, super strange. But they did it two nights. It was really successful. And then when they brought it back, live, they started doing it two nights as well. So I think it's cool. They got so much talent and there's so much to work with that, it's almost unfair to some of the wrestlers to only have one night because they can't fit everybody in one night. So I think they made the right decision to do it two nights. And all us wrestling fans get a second night of WrestleMania.
Nice. Now, do you have to pay for two pay-per-view events, or is it just paying for one?
Well, I subscribe to the WWE Network, so it doesn't really apply to me. But so I'm not sure about that one. I imagine there's a package deal or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Now, do they split it up sort of like Raw and SmackDown still, or is it just a little bit of everything both nights?
Yeah, it's all mixed together. So it's Raw, some Raw, some SmackDown matches on the Saturday and some on the Sunday. And, they try and divide it up so that all the best matches aren't happening one night. So it's really good. They do a great job of that. And I'm really excited to see what's going to happen this year with The Rock and Roman Reigns. Because they're in the first night. The Rock and Roman Reigns are they're having a match against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins.
Oh, so it's not for the championship?
No, it's a tag team match. Yeah. So that's what they ended up doing. And then Sunday night, I believe that's happening on the Saturday, and then Sunday will be Roman Reigns versus who am I thinking of? Cody Rhodes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
I really like Cody Rhodes. I like his backstory. I like what he did after leaving WWE and then coming back, that time in between. I think it's a cool story. So I'm really hoping that he gets the championship.
Yeah, to finish that story. Mm-hmm. But it's been going on for a long time. I think if Roman Reigns holds that title any longer, I think people are going to start to revolt.
Okay.
Well, it's been a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah, and not a lot of defenses of his title.
Not really. Yeah, he's one of those kind of fly in for the big events and that's it.
Yeah.
Although recently they've been doing some cool stuff on SmackDown and Raw where the bigger wrestlers are around and making appearances and stuff. So even The Rock was on SmackDown like the last little while. So, you know, I think they're really kind of, they're trying to evolve anyways, trying to get nice. People back in, I think.
Nice. So speaking of WrestleMania, this week we're looking back at WrestleMania 5 and the Piper's Pit.
Oh, yeah.
As always, Lena has no clue what we're going to be doing, but
I've heard of chuckle. WrestleMania, and I've heard of, and yeah. I remember the Piper.
Yeah. So
the Piper,
this, the Piper, used to the Piper. Yeah. I was thinking like the Piper's Pit, and I went with the Piper. I'm going to stick with that.
The Roddy Piper.
Yes.
So
the Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yes. Yeah. So this. The thing about this one is, this is a very long clip, so we're going to kind of break, we're going to chop a little bit out of this. So I'm just going to tell you what happens up to the point where we start watching, if that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So basically, what happens is it's supposed to be Piper's Pit, so the ring is set up. It's got the, you know, the, all the kilt material in the center and the stools and stuff, and then the ring announcer calls for Roddy Piper to come out, and who ends up coming out is Brother Love. And Brother Love comes out and wearing a kilt and dressed up with the rest of himself like Brother Love, and so he basically pretends like he's taking over Piper's Pit. For whatever reason, I don't know where this idea came from, but and then all of a sudden, Morton Downey Jr. comes out, who used to be a television host, I believe. And so he comes out, and then there's a short interaction there, and then we pick up right there where Piper is about to hit the ring.
Awesome. Let's get into it.
I would say, wouldn't you? Let me take a wee look at them knees. You got them Betty Davis knees there, son. Huh? You got that industrial disease there. Huh? So you're the one that was supposed to take my show, is that correct?
What?
I didn't want to know that bad. Tell me something. Have you ever heard of the Oprah Winfrey diet?
But
I didn't want to know that bad. You know, Brother Love, with them cute little knees like that, and your hair all greased back, and that cute little flower there, and that tie, the only thing that bothers me is that your face is red, and I don't know if that's high blood pressure or if you're just scared to death of me.
Ye can't scare me.
What? Well, so far we know he's a liar. You know, Brother Love, I watched you one time. I had absolutely nothing to do and got tired of talking to the wino, so I turned you on. And I watched you, and you were telling everybody how much you love them. And I never once seen you fight with anybody. Do you ever fight with anybody?
I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
You're a lover. I see them nice big white pearly teeth.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And all them.
Love, yes.
And all that pretty gold there on your finger.
Yes, gifts from the Million Dollar Man, my benefactor, yes.
Well, tell me, with the Million Dollar Man and all that gold, is his waist all green like your fingers are green from that gold? How about that phony Rolex? wax on. I'll tell you, brothers, if this guy makes it to heaven, we're a shoe-in, man. That ain't no lie. Yeah. You know what? If you're a true, are you really from Scotland? Do you have some kind of Scottish heritage here? Is there anything about, are you cheap? Is there anything about you at all that may be from Scotland?
I'm a little bit Scotch.
If you're a little bit Scotch, then Scotch, did you say?
Yeah, Scotch.
Scotch is what a Scotsman drinks, son. You see. Now, if you are any part of you a Scotsman, then under that skirt there.
This is a kilt.
No, son. This here is a kilt. That's a dress, baby.
That looks more like a dress.
I'll bite your face off if you do that. If you're a real Scotsman, then you don't got nothing under that kilt there, do you? Huh? No, I mean, if you are a real Scotsman, there ain't a lick of thing under there. I should rephrase that. I don't mean he hasn't got anything under the kilt. I should say you're not wearing anything. We all know you ain't got nothing under there.
What? No.
How do you figure? Are you sure you got no?
But
with them cute little knees. Why don't you just come here for one sec? Hang on. Hello. Hello.
Brother Rodney. Brother Rodney. Brother Hot Rod. My brother Mr. Piper. I love you.
Look at that, Jess.
Well.
I'd rather not, Gorilla.
Does that mean you don't want to talk anymore?
One down and one to go.
I suppose that means he's gone home, huh? That just leaves one piece of business in, doesn't it? Mr. Donnie, I'd really appreciate it if you wouldn't do that again.
Smoke?
Yeah, especially blow up my face.
Oh, I tried blowing it out that way. Sorry. Tried to blow it out that way.
Well, Morticia, that's very nice of you. You know, let's run down your life a little bit here, Morticia. You know, this is a guy here now. I know you get on the show and you start talking to people because I watched you. There was two winos out that day, man. I watched you. Hello. Oh, well, you were standing up. What were you going to do there?
Oh. Wow.
You know, there was a long time ago, there was a great bass tenor. He was your father. He was an Irish tenor. But his name wasn't Downey. Why do you call yourself Morton Downey Jr.?
That's the name your mama wanted to call me from the husband who reared me.
Oh, my. Funny guy. Okay. Tell me something then, Mr. Downey. You used to have all these nasty warts all over your face.
ones. The only thing you could go out with was a guy who rang bells and used to walk, hello, nice to see ya. What happened to the warts?
I gave them to a homeless warthog.
I didn't know your girlfriend was homeless.
Mr. Downey.
Yes, Mr. Piper.
Don't blow no more smoke in my face. I want to ask you another.
I'm not wearing a skirt, so that word doesn't go with me.
Call the kilt, Mr. Downey. Call the kilt, you see. Listen.
L-L-E-D.
Sorry, folks, for you who didn't get it. That was K-I-L-L-E-D as in killed. You're a real knee slapper, you are, Bubba. You got this thing you call zip it. I don't understand.
Simple. Zip it doesn't mean whip it. It doesn't mean flip it. It means zip it.
Mr. Downey, you ain't never had a guest like me before. I'm gonna tell you something straight up.
One time. Male fight, long hair, skirt, same thing. Later on, he got picked up in a bar as a transvestite.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. Please don't blow the smoke in my face. You know, I'm talking to a guy. Now, this is a guy that's... thank you very much. It's mighty white of you. This is a guy here. You know, that's like the fourth time you've done that, you know. And I'm going to say this to you again. Don't blow no more smoke in my face. Do you understand that?
Try this. You're like, what? You like that? Isn't that good? Think about that. That's good. That's good for you. That's healthy. Look, you can live as long as I have.
You know something? You know, wait a second. I judged you wrong. That's true. That was kind of nice. It gave me that kind of aromatic early goat's flavor in my lungs and made my skin yellow. You know, would you happen to have one of those for me? I'd like to smoke one of them. Would you mind just light up one of them puppies and give it on over to our hot rod here? Would you do that for me? Mr. Downey, give me that smoke, would ya? Yeah! Yeah!
I think the fire's out, Jess.
Okay. So, that's that.
Why is Brother Love's face so red? Is that just his shtick?
He paints it like he's supposed to, like, it's like, you know how, like, a heart's red and, like, so love. So he's got, like, super red face.
Oh, yeah. Now I see. And yes, I do call him Dude Love. I knew the better.
Brother Love.
Why... were they just looking to break up the show a little bit with
oh,
this?
Definitely. They were, well, there was a couple things. So, Piper's Pit was always a, you know, an attraction. They always Piper would always interview people and stuff like that. And WrestleMania, they always have celebrities that show up to WrestleMania. At the time, this guy, Morton Downey Jr., who I still don't know who he is. I didn't know back then. I still don't know now who he is. He was a celebrity at the time, apparently. Oh. That's why he
such
was
a
on
big
there.
One.
Yeah.
He was he was a talk show host, but it was like the precursor to Jerry Springer and
Gordy
kind of thing. He was like that type of Geraldo kind of thing, like outspoken, brash kind of thing. So,
okay. But he was a real jerk. I didn't like him at all. Yeah.
Well, I think that's why he was put up against somebody like Piper. Like, they're both big talkers, so it's... And same as Brother Love, like, all three of them are great talkers, and so I could see why he would be in this position. I don't know any lead-up to this, why he would be
there
on.
There wasn't.
Okay, so he's just a guest on the Piper's Pit, so.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, at one point I heard a fan chant or say, "This is stupid." There was a lot of fans shooting off, I could hear, like through the microphones.
I think it would have been more fun if it was another wrestler in there. But I can understand where WWE or F was going at the time, where they were trying to bring in those big stars from outside. Like, if you look back a couple years before this, like bringing in Mr. T,
Cyndi Lauper,
which was sort of the same event. So I could see, like I said, I could see why they'd bring in somebody like this to face off against Piper in an interview style. Like, you need to have somebody that's just as
brash.
Yeah, brash as Roddy Piper was.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I get that. I just thought this guy had no charisma. He wasn't good on the mic.
No.
Like, he's just, I don't know. I don't know why this guy was ever famous. He's not funny. He's ignorant and just like smoking. All like the whole smoking thing was gross.
I just don't know know why he was sitting there. Like, just ignored. I'll talk to this guy. Now that he's gone, I'll talk to this guy, it seemed.
Yeah. Oh, it was super weird. The whole that whole segment was weird, and that event took place at Trump Plaza also, which is like, I think it's in Atlantic City.
Yeah, it was
New Jersey.
I looked it up as we were watching the video, and it was Atlantic City Music Hall or something like that.
Yeah,
Convention Center.
Yeah, it wasn't even Trump Plaza technically. Like, Trump Plaza was like next door or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, so. But yeah, they branded it as Trump Plaza. Donald Trump was there, and so him and Vince McMahon were friends from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's clearly a sign of the times.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
There was some of the things that Piper said were
it's mighty white of
really,
you.
Yeah. Exactly. Wouldn't really be acceptable today.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Even just Oprah Winfrey diet, diet transvestite was brought up, or maybe that was the other diet. Yeah, there were What are Betty Davis' knees? Do I just not know enough about Betty Davis? I know about her eyes.
Everybody knows about her eyes.
What's wrong with her eyes?
There's a song, Betty Davis Eyes. Do you not know that song?
No.
I won't sing it.
Oh, come on.
Who sings it? It's an 80s song. Okay, she's got Betty Davis eyes.
All right.
You don't know it now? I sang it so perfectly.
When I edit this, I'm going to put some reverb on that.
Betty Davis eyes. Kim something?
Kim Kearns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Play it.
Who's Betty Davis? I keep
Betty
White.
Old Hollywood actress, and I think even black and white.
So what
known
was up
for
with her
eyes?
Knees? We have to find out. Oh.
How do you not know this?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Wow. Pretty big song. Betty Davis eyes.
Oh my. Okay.
No, it's a pretty big song. I'm surprised you don't know it. From the 80s, like, and I might be older than you.
Well, I wasn't born until the 90s, so I'm really young. So.
Yeah, so maybe it was just a take on that, or maybe she really had something going with her knees that I never heard about.
Yeah, maybe the song was really good, or...
It might have been around that time.
That's what
possibly.
I'm thinking. Like it was on the charts.
Oh, maybe.
Time.
I wonder if that's a. You got those Betty Davis knees.
Yeah,
maybe
like
it was.
A,
yeah.
Yeah, like just a spoof on that. That not overly funny spoof. Okay.
I wonder if that. Yeah, I wonder if that was like a joke around that time where was, you got them Betty Davis legs going on
yeah.
or something like that.
I mean, it was just really cringy how he kept trying to lift his kilt. That was really cringy to me.
that was the part I found the funniest was when he grabbed a hold of it and he's like, "Hello, hello."
I also
and it wasn't a kilt; like, it was a dress, according to Piper. So.
Yeah,
I also.
And the, sorry.
No, no, that's okay. I found it funny that he was like, "Oh no, like I'm in my underwear," but like. Every like so many wrestlers are more scantily clad than that. That it was just like kind of hilarious to me that like
yeah. Brother Love was very embarrassed.
Yeah,
so embarrassed he turned red.
There you go.
So a friend of mine and myself, we used to rent old WrestleManias, and this was one of the ones we got. And I remember we just. When it got to the part where Brother Love was like, "Brother Rodney, Mr. Piper," when he was grabbing onto his kilt, oh man, we roared at that. Yeah.
So this,
but no,
has...
Oliver, it has some nostalgia for me. But watching it back, I'm like, oh my god, this is long.
Yes.
And I know we trimmed it up too, but. Because there's another, like, there's literally another, I think, like 7 minutes.
Wow.
On top of that, at the beginning of it. It's like they must have been trying to fill time big, like, you know, like something must have been, I don't know what, but I don't know. I don't understand why they would, like, take this, like, just like 20 minutes, you know, in the middle of a pay-per-view and just kill the vibe.
Hmm.
Well, one of the matches was only 31 seconds on this event, so they might have had to fill some of that time.
Which one was that?
That was the second last match. The Red Rooster defeated Bobby Heenan.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
This was, so in case you, if you don't know, Lena, which I'm sure you
don't
WrestleMania 5. WrestleMania 5 was the Mega Powers Explode, which was the first time Hulk Hogan fought Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ah.
So that was the main event.
The Mega Powers. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Explode. And they were fighting over Miss Elizabeth.
That's
Randy Savage was jealous because Hulk Hogan came to her rescue at some point. So obviously they were having an affair.
I feel like that even made it onto my radar as a kid. Something like that.
Oh, maybe.
Unless that was often a theme. Or maybe I just saw parts of this or something. I don't know. But that rings a bell to me.
Yeah.
I also liked when he was mentioning Scotch. I'm a little bit Scotch.
Yeah.
That was a little bit to backtrack a bit, but yeah, just I liked that.
Yeah, he really nailed him with that fire extinguisher too.
I mean, it's pretty great, and there's to have a fire extinguisher go off, and you know, like the way that looks. But I think it would be a better weapon to hit someone across the head with a fire extinguisher.
Mm-hmm. I felt like for what this guy was doing to Piper, like, he should have kicked the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, one shot across the back with a fire extinguisher as he was leaving would have been a little bit more impactful.
Or something, like...
Wrestling-like?
Yeah, if that was in, like, the 90s, they would have definitely... He would have got a tombstone, for sure.
Yes. What was Piper's finishing move?
It was a sleeper hold.
Oh, okay. That's about all we have for this episode. I think it was an interesting look back and a look back at WrestleMania, since it is WrestleMania this weekend. And enjoy your WrestleMania.
I mean, I think it did show, though, Piper's
ability to carry everything.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, yeah,
skill.
He was you know, into his acting at this point too. I think They Live might have just came out.
Oh, nice, nice.
Or I think it was around, somewhere around that time. So you know, he was doing well, and he was pretty popular.
Yeah, I didn't care about the other guys so much, but he's pretty, I don't know, skilled on the mic.
Who?
Piper.
Piper, yeah. Very much so.
Oh, hey, well, until next time, keep on wrestling.